Chapter 36 Anomaly. Kali was well inside the orbit of Mars, still gaining speed as it plunged sunward, when David reported the first anomaly. It occurred during one of the powered down periods, only a few minutes before Goliath was due to start thrusting again.
"Duty officer," said the computer, "I've detected a slight acceleration, 1.2 tenths of a micro G."
"That's impossible."
"Now 1.5, David continued imperturbably. "Fluctuating, down to 1, now it's stopped. I think you should notify the captain."
"You're quite sure? Let me see the record."
"Here it is."
A jagged line, rising to a sharp peak and then falling back to zero, appeared on the main monitor. Something, not Goliath, was giving Kali a minute but perceptible nudge. The impulse had lasted just over 10 seconds. Captain Singh's first question when he had answered the call from the bridge was, "Can you pinpoint it?" "Yes, judging from the vector, it was on the other side of Kali, grid reference L4.
"Wake up, Colin. We must go and have a look. Must be a meteor strike."
"Lasting 10 seconds.
Oh, hello, Colin. Did you hear all that?"
"Yes, most of it."
"Any theories?"
"Obviously the reborn phonetics have landed and are trying to undo our good work, but their drive's in bad need of a tune-up, by the look of that curve."
"Ingenious, but I think we'd have seen them coming. Meet you in the airlock." Since Sir Colin Draker's birthday party, there had been little occasion to go far from the ship. All activity had been concentrated in an area only a few hundred meters across. As the sled carried Singh, Draker, and Fletcher around to the night side, the geologist remarked to his companions,
"I can make a pretty good guess. Would have thought of it earlier if there hadn't been so many distractions." "My God! Do you see what I see?"
Spanning the sky ahead of them was something Robert Singh had not seen since he left Earth decades ago, and under no circumstances could exist on Kali. It was unbelievably, but unquestionably, a rainbow. Fletcher almost lost control of the sled as he stared up into the impossible sky. Then he brought the vehicle to a halt, and it began to settle slowly to the ground. The rainbow was fading fast. By the time the sled had hit Kali, with the impact of a falling snowflake, it had vanished completely. Sir Colin was the first to break the awed silence.
"Then God said, 'I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life.' Strange that I should have remembered that. I have not looked at the old Christian Bible since I was a boy. I only hope it's good news for us, as it was for Noah. But how could it happen here? Drive on slowly, Torin, and I'll show you. Kali's waking up."